Yeah, I would be interested in knowing if there is just having her discuss the complexities of using an alien device.
Looking at the history I've looked at, researching the history I've researched, looking at from my cultural foundation of where I come from, you know, because I built the foundation of who I am based upon my cultural teachings, the things I've learned. Everything I learn about real history, everything I learn about Native history, everything I learn about Indigenous history is brick and mortar added to the foundation of where I stand. You know, the more I learn, the stronger I can make it. So, what a lot of people do, and what I've seen in my experience is, and this is my experience, you know, I always say I don't speak for everyone. This is my experience. What I have found for a large part of these equations is many times people who have that sense of entitledness or sense of like, well, I came here, I can do what I want. I usually find that there is zero foundation there, and it's based upon, you know, kind of a highfalutin sense of who this person thinks they are, you know, and a lot of these folks are not willing to listen to real history or things that someone else has learned. And, you know, what we can do is continue to spin our wheels towards those people who are not going to listen, or you can continue to move forward and share your message as much as possible to say, hey, for any of those who are interested in listening, here is my message. If we get caught up in bickering and crying about everyone else, you know, whether or not they get it, it's going to dismantle where we're trying to go. So what usually happens in Indigenous cultures that I've seen in history, and even now, is that things that are presented are received, assessed, looked at, and eventually turned and used as a tool to bring an advantage. So Indigenous children were taken to schools and taught English. Now, we could look at that as the single biggest attack against our culture, thus getting the name cultural genocide, which it was. It absolutely was. But we took it, we received it, we assessed it, and now we use it as a tool to communicate with each other. So what happened is these tools meant to destroy us are now uplifting us. We didn't invent cameras, but I'm sure using one right now. We didn't invent a lot of different things, but I'm using it right now. But we did invent things like the syringe, eyedroppers, prescription medications, you know, pharmaceuticals, petroleum jelly, wetsuits. These are all Indigenous creations and inventions that people don't realize. You know, we all contributed to this big pie of what exists today. So they moved us to terrible portions of land, land where nobody could do something, but we were listed as being our own independent entity, our own independent nation. We had sovereignty. So we took that sovereignty, we looked at it, we assessed it, said, how can we use this as a tool? And went, ah, you know what? Since there's no federal jurisdiction on the way we make money, we can use our status as a sovereign nation to create gaming. Let's get some support from other folks, create a casino, because a casino we can have, because guess what, US government, you said we're sovereign. And what happens? The government goes, wait a minute. And they create state compacts to take money again. So everything we're given over these course of these years, we take it, and Indigenous people assess it and use it as a tool, and it becomes part of this foundation that we've created. So we've used everything that was maybe at first used to try and take us down, and use it now as a tool to elevate ourselves even further. So that's one thing about I have learned, at least about Indigenous cultures, is we are resilient, resilient And you may try to attack and kill us at first, but be careful, because whatever tools you introduce, we're going to use to our advantage. And it's, if you look at history, that's happened, how it happens over and over and over again.